We are making history today. This is a virtual bar admission ceremony, the first ever in our state. You, as applicants, will be sworn in virtually, from another first for our state. I will explain the details when we reach that part of the program. In normal times, we would be gathered together in a brightly lit theater in Columbus, and the rest of the court would be on stage with me, Justices Kennedy, French, Fisher, DeWine, Donnelly, and Stewart. But they too are joining this session remotely. I can say, as Chief Justice, and my fellow justices concur, that this is one of the most pleasant duties for the seven of us as a court session that admits you to the bar. But these are not normal times. The coronavirus pandemic has put a temporary hold on many proceedings around the world, from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Let me make it clear that this ceremony qualifies as extraordinary. It's extraordinary not because of the technical expertise required to hold this event across the internet. It's extraordinary because of what each of you has accomplished as a student of the law. Those of you being admitted to the bar are undergoing a transformation, an exciting one, the start of a lifelong journey. I'm honored to be among the first to congratulate you on that journey. You are entering a profession steeped in the majesty of the law. In America, the institution of law is majestic in its purpose and in its promise. The American system of justice is not perfect, that is true, but it is also the envy of the world. When you leave here today, you will have become a steward of that system. It is a system that is founded on fairness and impartiality. You will be counted on to maintain its ethical integrity and its independence, objectivity, and strength. You will take an oath today to uphold the high ideals of your new profession. When you think about the legal profession, when you think about it, the legal profession holds an exalted place in our society. To quote our late Chief Justice Thomas Moyer, no profession has done more to establish and preserve order under the rule of law than the legal profession. The Chief Justice went on to say, the profession upon which you have embarked has uniquely pervasive influence, not only on the law, but also on world history, on our culture, and on diplomacy. That's a key part of the majesty of our system. Attorneys dedicate themselves to protecting the rights of all, including the powerless and those who may be engaged in unpopular causes. The amount of good that one attorney can accomplish can be monumental. Sometimes a case can change the legal system, sometimes even history, but it always changes the life of a client. No other vocation includes members who donate more time and resources to civic and charitable activities than the legal profession. And I might add, no profession disciplines its members as consistently as our profession. All of these things, and so much more, make law a noble calling. Please treasure this moment with your family and friends, for you have earned it. Cherish it with the parents, grandparents, spouses, partners, significant others, children, and friends, even if it's at a distance. I congratulate everyone who has nurtured and encouraged, loved, and perhaps nudged a little or a lot, and supported these candidates for admission to the bar. Candidates, you have completed the education, the examination, the character and fitness requirements that allow you to enter the honorable profession and to practice law here in the state of Ohio. While today marks a huge milestone for you, brace yourself. Your real legal education might be just beginning. Yes, you're delighted that your formal legal education is over, as is the bar exam, but now the real learning begins. Being a lawyer is a journey, not a destination. At times, your journey will seem as though you're climbing the Himalayas. At other times, it's smooth sailing until you're blown off course by the unexpected. Whatever that journey brings, your education will help you navigate, and the more trips you take, the better you get at navigation. So on this momentous occasion, let me offer you a few words of advice. What you do in the coming few years will set the tenor of your role as a lawyer. First of all, review and know the disciplinary rules. Know these rules not just as an exercise in the academics, but in their practical application to what you do. When you even suspect that you may be approaching a situation that presents an ethical question, discuss it with someone who has more experience. Your personal and professional honor are at stake. Next, I would recommend associating with a member of the profession who is willing to act as a mentor. The Ohio Supreme Court has put in place a mentoring system. Do yourself a favor and take advantage of all that that mentoring has to offer. Then think about this. Observation. Observe lawyers in action. Observe the way they interact with one another, with their clients, and with the court. It will become obvious to you that the most effective and respected lawyers are those who are civil, courteous, and prepared. There are four groups of people with whom you will be in contact during your professional life: their clients, judges, fellow attorneys, and court personnel. Each group deserves courtesy, civility, and respect. Make sure that you're honest and straightforward with your clients. If they have a case, work for them in an ethical, efficient, and intelligent way. If they do not have a case, be honest and advise them as such. Always be available and return phone calls. The number one complaint from clients is that they cannot reach their attorney. That one fact precipitates innumerable complaints to the disciplinary council. Make sure that fees and costs are explained upfront and put them in writing to protect yourself. When appearing before judges, never be on time. Be 15 minutes early. Know the rules of court and the local rules of court. Know the rules. Knowing the rules shows intelligence and respect for the court. When appealing to a higher court, always remember that briefs are to be just that, brief. Be succinct in your arguments, and most of all, be honest. Nothing discredits a lawyer faster in the eyes of a judge than to be misleading on a point of law. If you've established a record in the lower court, that is your ammunition for appeal. So think about that as you approach your case in that lower court. Act in a civil manner at all times with opposing counsel. Do not make false or misleading statements as to the facts or as to the law. Cooperate in discovery. The more each side knows about the case, the quicker a resolution can be devised. Above all, do not become arrogant because you have a law degree and the rest of the world does not. Once you start to practice, you will be amazed at what you don't know. But that's true with all professions. Experience, hard work, and diligence will close your gaps and make you a better lawyer. Lastly, I highly recommend that you take what you do as an attorney very seriously. You are in a position of trust and one that focuses on duty to the client and to the court. The stakes are high and the expectations are great. But carve out time for your family, yourself, your non-legal world. Pay attention to your health, both physical and mental and spiritual. Do not take yourself too seriously. Keep a sense of humor because you're going to need it. So once again, congratulations. It is part of the tradition of this court session to have a law school dean speak on behalf of all of the deans of our law schools. Today, we have Dr. Charles Rose, Dean of Claude W. Pettit College of Law at Ohio Northern University.
May it please the court, Chief Justice, honorable members of this court. My name is Charles H. Rose III, and I'm the Dean of Ohio Northern University's Pettit College of Law. And I'm honored to be with you graduates today to talk with you for just a moment about paying it forward and being the best lawyer that you can be. It's an outstanding accomplishment to do what you have done, to stand here today. But that accomplishment is really just the beginning of your journey as an advocate. Everything that's come before was a prelude to what you need to accomplish now going forward. I just want to give you three things to think about as you embark upon this journey of becoming the best advocate, the best lawyer that you can be. The first one is don't lose sight of what it is that makes you special. Stay connected to the thing that makes you unique on this planet. Feed it. Listen to it. That inner voice has brought you to the point of where you are today. That inner voice has assisted you by hook or by crook, in making it to this point in time. It understands you. It is created from your life's experiences, and it's been formed by your legal studies. You should trust it. It will not steer you wrong in those moments when others might. Secondly, don't forget what it means to be human. Compassion and empathy, combined with a commitment to striving for excellence, are the best tools that you have before you now. Your compassion, your empathy will ensure that you understand the client, that you understand the situation, and that you give the right counsel and advice, that you represent in a way that is worthy of the job which you have been given. And then finally, with all due respect, this is not about you. It's about them. It's about the client. It's about the court. It's about the rule of law. It's about the community within which we serve. And if you can focus on stewardship of the law, service to the client, and do so with humility, compassion, and empathy, you are well on your way to being the type of person that when your career is done, people might not remember what you said, people might not remember what you did, but they will never forget the way they felt about it. And the way they felt about it was that you were a counselor and an advocate for them when they needed you. Good luck. God bless you all.
Thank you, Dean Rose. Our next speaker is the president of the Ohio State Bar Association, Eliana Dracatis.
Good morning. May I please the court, albeit remotely. Chief Justice and Honorable Justices of the Supreme Court, my name is Eliana Dracatis. I am the president of the Ohio State Bar Association, the largest Ohio network of attorneys. Congratulations to those soon to be lawyers for achieving what very few have been able to achieve. You are now part of the 0.32% of Ohio's population who are licensed attorneys. Congratulations to those that helped you through this journey, your loved ones, your professors, and your colleagues. We at the Ohio State Bar Association are here to help you starting today as you launch into your careers. You have earned a degree from law school, and you will soon earn the privilege to practice law in the wonderful state of Ohio. As you embark in this new phase of life, I would like to leave you with a recommended to-do list. 1, read the Lawyer's Creed. Along with your certificate, you will receive the Lawyer's Creed, a piece of paper that talks about how you are supposed to act as a lawyer. I challenge you to read the Lawyer's Creed, to frame it, and to hang it up in your office. I did that 16 years ago, and occasionally I look up to reference the Lawyer's Creed. Read it when you feel frustrated with a client or opposing counsel, or when you feel frustrated with a judge. Remind yourself that you have an ethical duty to rise above the frustrations that you will encounter, the snarky comments that you will receive in emails, the inappropriate or frivolous arguments that you must respond to. Strive to be the voice of reason, the peacemaker, and the reliable source. 2, be healthy, smile, and maintain a sense of humor. You are in it for the long haul. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. And are you ready for some groundbreaking news? Work-life balance, it doesn't exist. It's not a thing that someone will hand to you on a platter. It is not a benefit that comes with your job. It is something you create. You create your own happiness. You set your own priorities, and you decide how to spend your valuable time. Without your health and well-being, both mental and physical, you will accomplish nothing. That should always be a priority. Remember to smile and keep it light. As the years go by, you will discover that the practice of law can sometimes be mundane. It can be dry. It can be frustrating. Keep a sense of humor. It will take you a long way. 3, network. Start doing it today. Start doing it virtually. And when life gets back to normal, continue doing it virtually and in person. No one will network for you. Networking is not included as a fringe benefit with your compensation package, although I would argue that it should. Networking is your professional responsibility to yourself. Your goal should not be to bill 2,200 hours a year for the next 10 years without having made meaningful connections with colleagues and members of your professional community. You will be doing a disservice to yourself. If networking does not come easy to you, join the State Bar Association and your local bar associations. That is their job, to offer you the opportunity to network with colleagues, to help you enhance professionally, and to assist you in the practice of law. Number four, take care of your clients. Give sound legal advice and be honest. Don't tell your clients what they want to hear. Tell them the truth. Call them back when you're supposed to call them back. Respond to their emails promptly. And if you think you are not the right person to help them, be honest and tell them that. Number five, have empathy and be kind. People that come to you are at their worst. They have lost a loved one. They're going through a divorce. They've been injured or sued. They've lost a business or custody of their child or their freedom. Beyond legal advice, they are looking for someone who will listen to them, who will hold their hand and be there to guide them in making the right decision. You are that person at that moment in time. And beyond clients, be kind to each other. You will run into each other in the hallways of the courthouse. Some of your classmates will be judges, staff attorneys, or opposing counsel. Always be kind to one another, even though you might disagree. So I leave you with this to-do list: to read and frame the lawyer's creed, to be healthy, smile, and maintain a sense of humor, to network, to take care of your clients, to have empathy, and to be kind. And one more thing: love what you do. Thank you for the honor to be heard today. I wish you nothing but success, good health, and happiness.
Thank you, President Fracatus. It is now my honor to introduce Judge Mark Wiest of the Common Pleas Court of Wayne County, the chair of the Board of Bar Examiners. Judge Wiest will make the motion to admit the successful applicant. Judge Wiest.
Thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor, and greetings from the Wayne County Courthouse in Worcester. I'm on the bench in my courtroom to make the motion to admit the successful applicants. Typically, if you make a motion, you should be standing in front of the bench, but as many of you will be soon, but my computer screen's up here, so that's why I'm up on the bench. I would tell you that this motion that I've made over the years has always been granted, so good luck. May it please the court, the successful applicants from the February 2020 Ohio Bar Examination are before the court. They have met all the requirements to take the oath and be admitted to practice. It is my privilege to move the court to admit these applicants to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
Thank you, Judge Wiest. We have a motion before the court. Are there any objections? Hearing none, and there's no reason why I would hear any since I'm the only one here, the motion carries. I now have the distinct honor of administering your oath. I would like all of the applicants to stand and to raise your right hand. Applicants, once I administer the oath, in order to swear yes, you have to click on the affirm button on the polling feature on the side of your screen. If you cannot answer that way for any reason, if you have a problem with clicking on to the yes, please submit your response in the questions section of your control panel. Once again, click on the affirm button or answer in the question sentence section. You'll have 30 seconds to answer once I administer your oath. So now I will begin. Say your name once I begin. I, state your name, do hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the rules of the professional conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility, and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Now is the time for you to click on the affirm button or answer the question section. Congratulations, attorneys. Now, to speak on behalf of the justices of the Supreme Court, is my pleasure to welcome Justice Michael Donnelly.
Good afternoon. I'm Justice Michael Donnelly of the Supreme Court of Ohio. And on behalf of all my colleagues, Chief Justice O'Connor, Justice Kennedy, Justice French, Justice Fisher, Justice DeWine, and Justice Stewart, we would like to welcome you all to this historic bar admission ceremony and congratulate you on all the hard work you have engaged in over the last few years that ultimately brings us together today. I would also like to extend our gratitude to all your family members with us today whose support and encouragement was and will continue to be invaluable to every soon-to-be attorney's success. You know, when you are fortunate to grow as old as I am and you reflect back on your life, there are certain memories and moments that I suppose every human shares in varying degrees that seem to retain a crystal-like clarity in your mind in spite of the passage of time. These include graduations, the moment you first met your significant other, weddings, and the welcoming of children to your family. But as lawyers, as you all know now, we share our own very special moment, which you will also vividly recall even when you're as old as I am. I'm referring, of course, to that sublime moment that you all experienced around 7 a.m. on the morning of Friday, May 1st, 2020, when you learned that you would never, ever have to take that test again. For more serious reasons, all of you participating in Ohio's first virtual bar admission ceremony today will never forget the details or the nuances of this day. When Chief Justice O'Connor contacted me in early January and told me it would be my turn to address the successful bar examination applicants in May, never in a million years could I have imagined how the world could be so drastically changed in such a short period of time and in such a perilous manner. As we gather today online, virtually every aspect of our lives, many of which we took for granted and considered normal, has been replaced with fear and anxiety. It evokes the first stanza of one of my favorite poems by Irish poet William Butler Yeats, The Second Coming. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. The silver lining that exists surrounding the bleakness of our present crisis is that as humans, and relevant today as legal professionals, all of us have the opportunity to demonstrate courage and adapt to the challenges of our present predicament. It is a testament to everyone here today, you, your families, and our great staff here at the Ohio Supreme Court, who exerted every effort necessary to carry out today's most important function, administering the oath required to practice law in this great state. The importance of today's ceremony cannot be overstated. Never in my lifetime, perhaps in our country's history, has there been such an urgent need for new, intelligent, innovative, eager attorneys like yourselves, who will be immediately called upon today to help navigate our citizens through this crisis. And when it's over, help us rebuild and restore our citizens' faith in our democratic institutions, the bedrock of which is our judicial system. Like our brothers and sisters in the medical profession, each of you has been called upon today to be a hero. As I prepared my remarks for today, I thought about what I would say to my younger self way back in 1992 when I stood where you now stand. And I believe it would be something like this. Each of you today has been given a great opportunity as a licensed attorney. Just like those heroes in the medical profession, you now have the opportunity to wake up each day and go to work with the sole purpose of helping someone in need. Whether it's obtaining justice for a victim of another's transgression, or defending someone who has been falsely accused, or assisting someone through a legal transaction who would be helpless without someone with your expertise and your training. As President Abraham Lincoln once said, law is nothing else but the best reason of wise men and women applied for ages to the transactions and business of mankind. I would also tell myself one of the most important things I've learned throughout my career, and that is with this privilege also comes great responsibility. Every generation of new lawyers has the responsibility to work together to make improvements that will leave our legal system better than the way you found it, for future attorneys who will one day stand in your shoes. I would say to you today, never be afraid throughout your legal career to raise your voice and question the way things are done, or offer an alternative method or idea that promotes truth, greater fairness, efficiency, and equality in the justice system for all our citizens. And when you do raise your voice to ask these questions, never be satisfied with the response that you will inevitably receive. Well, that's the way it's always been done. The best opportunity I have found to carry out this obligation is to get engaged in your local, state, and national bar associations. These exist solely to achieve these worthy goals. Support the Ohio Access to Justice Foundation and your local legal aid societies so that no one in our society, regardless of their financial status, is denied access to justice. When this crisis is over, I want to invite and encourage you all to come to Columbus and visit our state's beautiful Supreme Court, as we would have done today under normal circumstances, immediately following today's ceremony. There you will have the opportunity to stand before the beautiful fountain, which sits next to the building and is entitled In Principle and in Practice. And carved at the fountain's base are all the tenets we seek to achieve in this great profession: truth, justice, honesty, and compassion among them. I want to thank all of you for your decision to enter this great profession and for agreeing to work from this day forward towards achieving each of these ideals. So once again, congratulations and best wishes on the journey on which you now embark. Remember, be diligent, be brave, and take care of yourselves. God bless.
Thank you, Justice Donnelly. Congratulations again to all of our new attorneys. While we would have enjoyed handing out your certificates personally, we will rely on the mail to get them to you with the best wishes of our court. Earlier, I mentioned the mentoring program. That information will be included in the mailings with your certificate. You do have one more step to complete. You must register as an attorney with the Office of Attorney Services at the Ohio Supreme Court. You will soon receive an email from the Office of Attorney Services with instructions about how to complete that registration. Through this process, you will receive your attorney registration number. That is the number that you will use on all court documents for the rest of your career. So once again, on behalf of the Supreme Court, I congratulate you for your achievement. Thank you for taking part in our virtual bar admission ceremony. And thank you to all the friends and relatives who took part remotely on this special day. This concludes today's ceremony. Thank you, and God bless you all. Marshal, please adjourn court.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.